New York. France and Saudi Arabia will host dozens of world leaders in New York on Monday in a high-profile summit aimed at gathering international support for a two-state solution and stronger backing for a Palestinian state. The move, however, risks triggering a sharp diplomatic backlash from Israel and the United States. On Sunday, Britain, Canada, Australia, and Portugal announced their recognition of a Palestinian state. France, along with at least five other nations, is expected to follow suit during Monday's gathering, convened on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot described the recognition as a symbolic, immediate, political decision that demonstrates France's commitment to the two-state solution. Norway's Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide, whose country joined Spain and Ireland in recognizing Palestine in 2024, welcomed the momentum but struck a cautious note. Palestine is at a turning point, and we are at a crossroads. While international political support for a two-state solution has rarely been stronger, the situation on the ground is worse than ever, he said. Israel and the United States will boycott the summit. Israeli officials warned they may respond by annexing parts of the occupied West Bank and by taking bilateral measures against France. Annexation, however, could complicate ties with the United Arab Emirates, UAE, which normalized relations with Israel under the U.S.-brokered Abraham Accords in 2020. Not all European powers are aligned. Italy has said that recognition could be counterproductive, while Germany has cautioned that it might undermine efforts to achieve a negotiated settlement. The U.S. administration has also warned of consequences for countries that act against Israel, including France, where President Emmanuel Macron has personally championed Palestinian statehood recognition since July. The summit is happening as the war in Gaza grows even more intense. Israel has launched a new ground assault on Gaza City, nearly 2 years after Hamas' deadly 2023 attack triggered the conflict. Violence by Israeli settlers in the West Bank is also rising, adding urgency to calls for action before the two-state idea collapses completely. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and many senior Palestinian officials will not attend in person after the U.S. refused to issue them visas. Abbas is expected to address the gathering by video. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, despite co-hosting the initiative, will also appear virtually after the UN General Assembly approved on Friday for his remote participation.